Following this morning's talk on non-self, do you have any advice for reflecting on remorse, regret, in the context of non-self? Remorse or regret are usually not big in my life except in one area, that of missed obligations to others. Investigation in this area rarely fortifies or informs me. It usually triggers either a well-tuned system of aversion or distraction, or else despair. I do have confidence in the Buddha's teachings, and so an inkling that this can all be dismantled somehow. It's quite a small inkle, but it did try to get my attention this morning, so any reflections or directions are deeply appreciated. Well, I think the aspect of remorse and regret is, sort of big picture non-self. Remorse and regret needs to be dealt with in a practical way, so that one starts to identify the areas where. Where is one experiencing a sense of remorse or regret? And if it's around, in this case, there's many examples, but in this there is an example here of, say, missed obligations where one feels one could or should have done something. And the way that remorse and regret work from the, from the Buddha's perspective, is that it's actually a, like a wholesome reminder or a wholesome pointer to areas of conduct where one needs some improvement, so that it's seen as a in acknowledging to oneself, okay, that wasn't done so skillfully, and then making that determination to rectify or to do something that is. That is skillful, that is in, so that in this case of something like, okay, there is some sort of missed obligation, and is making that determination, oh, that would be a really beautiful thing to do, that would be something skillful to be taking on and be attentive to, making that determination, and then setting that wholesome intention for the future. Future comes, and one may or may not act on it appropriately. But it's sort of like you're learning from past mistakes, setting wholesome intentions for the future, and you keep learning as you go. So that remorse is a wholesome reminder of conduct that that feels that one isn't quite satisfied with. When it gets into guilt and obsessing on perceptions of our unwholesomeness and all that. That is not what it's about. It's sort of a remorse is okay. There's because it's we should be able to feel remorse about things where we really, really missed our shot. Really didn't. Didn't live up to our own standards, We should feel something. But it's a wholesome way of reminding oneself to establish or to re-energize and recommit to something, to a path of practice, training, living that is really beneficial for ourselves and beneficial for others. So and in the big picture, yeah, it's all non-self, but that doesn't mean it doesn't feel anything. So it's important to realize that when we say non-self, it doesn't mean that that's a negating of responsibility or a not having any kind of emotion or feeling or compunction as a human being.